As the war engulfs Europe and Asia, Roosevelt stresses the vital importance of protecting democracy even in an emergency solely by democratic means, discarding no part of the clean baby with the dirty bathwater. Even when the war forces him to call on individuals to sacrifice, he refuses to retreat on any of the social gains made by the American underclass in the pre-war years. In his speeches, Roosevelt will fight a two-front war, fighting both to save humanity around the world and to save the newly won rights of the underprivileged at home. War comes to Europe in early September of 1939, and with it, Roosevelt's promise that there will be no blackout of peace in the United States. He does not, however, pretend to look with equal favor on the aggressors and their victims.
My countrymen and my friends, tonight my single duty is to speak to the whole of America. Until 4:30 o'clock this morning, I had hoped against hope that some miracle would prevent a devastating war in Europe and bring to an end the invasion of Poland by Germany. For 4 long years, a succession of actual wars and constant crises have shaken the entire world and have threatened in each case to bring on the gigantic conflict, which is today, unhappily, a fact. You must master at the outset a simple but unalterable fact in modern relations between nations. When peace has been broken anywhere, the peace of all countries everywhere is in danger. We have certain ideas and certain ideals of national safety, and we must act to preserve that safety today and to preserve the safety of our children in future years. This nation will remain a neutral nation, but I cannot ask that every American remain neutral in thought as well. Even a neutral has a right to take account of facts. Even a neutral cannot be asked to close his mind or close his conscience. I have said not once, but many times, that I have seen war and that I hate war. I say that again and again. I hope the United States will keep out of this war. I believe that it will. And I give you assurance and reassurance that every effort of your government will be directed toward that end. As long as it remains within my power to prevent, there will be no blackout of peace in the United States.